This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Maybe you're one of those phenomenally organized people who's already begun your holiday shopping. Or if you're like me, you wait until the last minute and then freak out. Either way, retailers want you. They've turned Black Friday, that post-Thanksgiving Olympic shopathon, into a six-day event. And now they're opening on Thanksgiving. Walmart, Best Buy, Toys R Us, and more. It's like a retail arms race. Carmen Wong Ulrich is the host of Marketplace Money, and she's here to talk about it. Nice to have you on the show today.
Well, thank you.
So you like to talk about how we live money. And one of the ways that people do it is they get up really early and they go to these Black Friday sales. And if they are going to Kmart this year, the doors will open at 6 a.m., on Thanksgiving morning, they're going to stay open for 41 hours. And some people are kind of freaking out, saying, wait a minute, Kmart workers should be able to spend time with their families. There's been a backlash. Why has there been this big backlash, do you think?
Oh, goodness. Aren't you cringing at a 6 a.m. opening time on Thanksgiving Day? Like, where did the holiday go? Now it's all about work. But I have to say this. This is a huge time for a lot of folks who are out of work or who are hourly workers to make money that actually can make their holiday.
And some of these workers are going to make money. Walmart says they're going to give a Thanksgiving dinner, 25% off a future shopping trip, extra pay. It sounds like some of these stores are responding to the idea that, yes, we know our workers are working on a holiday, and we get that maybe that's a familial hardship for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is an incredibly smart move. It really, really is. You have to recognize when you have the social media backlash, especially today, we know that that is viral, it's powerful, and they've addressed it quickly.
I have to ask you, as our personal finance expert, from the shopper side of things,
right?
Do people save money in these sales?
Oh, Lizzie, see, this is the illusion. No, not really. Here's why. Because it's mostly about supply and demand. What happens is that Black Friday, Cyber Monday is really for those things that are the top hottest list items, and those do go quickly. But if you really want the most substantial discounts for your holiday shopping, especially on things like electronics and big ticket items, you're much, much, much better off waiting. It doesn't have to be a game where you have to show up with a horde of people and camp yourself outside.
It feels like this thing that used to be a day is stretching on and on and on. Why this trend to have it be what feels like a long shopping season?
Basically, they can capture more shoppers. Also, retailers are trying to balance the web here. It's a real catch-up game because every single year, those online shopping numbers really get higher and higher.
So if you stagger these things out, does that actually mean that there are fewer crushing mobs beating down the doors one day? Or is that going to happen no matter what?
Yeah, the hordes I'm hoping will be a little bit smaller this year. But of course, retailers want to see more. They feel very nervous about the fact that the government shutdown really shut a lot of people's wallets. So they want more people to show up. And this is their initial push to say, please come shop on Thanksgiving. You're hopefully your day off.
Carmen Wong Ulrich is the host of Marketplace Money. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lizzie.